Major funding for On Point is provided by Liberty Mutual for all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
From WBUR Boston, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
I'm a stranger here, just pulled into town.
Folk singers and storytellers Sparky and Rhonda Rucker carry a lot of history in their guitar and banjo and harmonicas, from Negro spirituals to the blues, songs of the Civil War to the building of the railroad, from Br'er Rabbit to the Civil Rights Movement. Sparky and Rhonda sing and tell of where this country's been, and maybe with that, where we're going. This hour On Point, America in Story and Song with Sparky and Rhonda Rucker. You can join the conversation. Can we still set our compass on the old stories, the old songs, on the new ones they inspire? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Joining me today in the studio, and we're glad to have them, Sparky and Rhonda Rucker. They're folk singers and storytellers, chroniclers of American history in their way, who play traditional ballads and blues and spirituals. They spend much of the year traveling around the country, playing and performing at festivals, schools, libraries, historical sites. Sparky Rucker grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, the son of a policeman and the grandson of a bishop in the Church of God Sanctified. He was active in the political and civil rights movement and worked as a teacher before becoming a full-time musician. He's been singing and on the road now for more than 40 years, folk singer and poet. Utah Phillips says Sparky in concert is an absolute must. Sparky Rucker, wonderful to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hello, Tom.
And Rhonda Rucker grew up in Kentucky, Louisville. She learned to play piano at age 4, self-taught her on guitar and harmonica. She practiced medicine for 5 years before becoming a full-time musician. Together, Sparky and Rhonda have an armload of albums, among them Midnight Memories, Patchwork Tales, and The Blue and Gray in Black and White. Rhonda Rucker, so great to have you as well.
It's good to be here.
It's great to have you both. So we got you off the road, and we're so glad you came into town to be with us. I was telling my producers, my father saw you two in a little county courthouse in central Illinois some months back and just fell in love with what you were doing there and said, Tom, you've got to get these guys on. So here we are. It's great to have you. Where are you just in from, Sparky?
Well, we've been over in Albany, New York. We're recording a new album. In fact, this year is a very productive year for us because we just completed back in June an Appalachian CD, Southern Appalachian songs, all traditional songs, and it's in post-production now, and
great.
Then now we're doing a thing of original songs, so it's, yeah.
right, the old and the new all there together. Rhonda, when you're not on the road, where is home these days?
Home is in Maryville, Tennessee, and you got to say it like that.
Maryville.
Maryville.
Okay. Maryville. Just swallow as much
yeah,
of it as you can.
That's right. That's right. Well, I grew up in Louisville, so.
Right. So you know all about swallowing the bowl.
I know about swallowing. Yeah, but that's near Knoxville, so it's near the Smoky Mountains.
Right.
That are very smoky these days.
You don't have fire down there, do you?
No,
you
we got coal burning fire or power plants down there that pollute quite a bit.
Now we've got a Knoxville native and a Louisville native.
That's
is there a difference growing up in? I mean, we're looking on from a long way off. Is it a big deal? You know, if you're from here or there, is it a different culture, Sparky?
Well, besides the fact of, I think we make better biscuits in Tennessee.
Wait a minute.
Civil War.
And, of course, you know, Tennessee and Kentucky have been football rivals since 1867.
Yeah.
One of the earliest football rivals. But mainly, you know, Rhonda's from we're both from river towns.
Right,
but
of course.
But Rhonda is close to the Midwest, and I'm right up in the heart of the Southern Appalachian Mountains there. Knoxville's, you know, the sort of the gateway to the Smokies, and it's the big city that all the mountain people would come down. We're going to go down to Knoxville.
To the big town. Rhonda, what did you make of the Knoxville people when you first got to know them?
Oh, it's a friendly town. I've enjoyed living there. It's been very nice. Nice near the mountains, but
yeah.
not quite in them.
Right, but you can sure feel them when you're in Knoxville.
Yeah, we can see them from our back door.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes.
So, when the smoke is not too much on. Right. Now, Sparky, you grew up a big family in Knoxville, son of a policeman there, and we said it before, but kind of in a line of preachers.
Right. And it sure comes out on stage.
Well, I've been told, and we may get in the rhythm even here today, but not in a blues culture, because your station, your radios, were always tuned to the voice and music of the Lord.
Right. In fact, one story I rarely tell people, but my grandfather did not do this, but the church he started, mm-hmm. because by this time he had died, but the great Ida Cox mm-hmm. went to our church, and she was kicked out of the church for singing the blues.
Wow.
And here the grandson of the bishop is playing the blues.
That's terrific. But it's funny. In a way, it was the civil rights movement that got you, I don't know, they put the guitar in your hand in a way. How did that happen?
Well, been playing guitar since I was 11 years old. And, of course, I grew up listening to what we called rock and roll, but now people call it rhythm and blues.
Mm-hmm.
People like Chuck Berry and, of course, James Brown. Wow! Mm. You know, those kind of things. But the civil rights movement is when I turned myself into a folk performer. I started singing the old slave songs and put down the electric guitar, started playing acoustic music, and played on the picket lines and playing at the mass meetings, and that's why.
We'll talk about it. Let's get it in our ears right now.
In fact, let's do a song.
Let's do.
In that period of time.
We shall not be moved.
We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We're fighting for our freedom, and we shall not be moved. We're fighting for our freedom. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved.
Let's sing.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. We're on our way to glory, and we shall not be moved. Hallelujah, on our way to glory. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved.
Banjo.
Like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved.
A little acapella.
We shall not be moved.
You at home can sing.
We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. We shall not be moved. One last time singing, we shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, we shall not be.
Mm-mm. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker, We Shall Not Be Moved. You've been singing it for a long time. When you sing it now, you know, there's an awful lot of people out there who were not alive at all during that period. Do they still get it? Or if they don't know the history, does it come to them through the music? Does the music tell them what that's about?
Right. Well, you know, one thing Rhonda and I do is we play in a lot of schools. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a firm believer that to change this world, Tom, mm-hmm. we have to educate people. Mm-hmm. And it's not revolution, it's evolution.
And children maybe first
and
of
children
all.
Children first of all, because the children are the ones that really get it. You know, because they believe everything their parents have told them about being kind and generous mm-hmm. and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so we reinforce it with the music, and we tell them how old the songs are and the stories that go with the songs.
Do you see the light in their eyes,
oh.
Rhonda?
When yes, definitely, yeah. And they're just real excited when we come in and play for them. And a lot of the things that we do for them, they've never heard before. Mm-hmm. And the stories we tell, they've never heard before. Or never had it told in the way we tell it, I guess.
Right. Or maybe a purple dinosaur sung the song.
Yeah, right. We're way before Barney here and having a good time with it. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker are with us. That was Rhonda on the banjo there, Sparky on guitars. We're going to hear a lot more in this hour. Music and story. You can join us as well. Do you still hanker for the sound of folk song and its stories? In an age of hip-hop and high glitz, does folk song, the blues, and all the rest still cut through, still speak to you? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
The space that you left. Fill up the space that you left behind. The space that you left behind.
This is Tom Ashbrook with On Point. We're talking with storytelling folk singer Sparka and Rhonda Rucker, about American history and folk song and how we hear it now.
Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, eyes of the deepest brown. You are the darling of my heart, won't you stay till the sun goes down? Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. Said I'm going back to Harlem.
Sparky and Rhonda Rucker with Shady Grove. They play across a whole lot of American musical history. You can join the conversation this hour. What do we owe the troubadours like Sparky and Rhonda who keep this tradition alive? Do you still hanker for the sound of these old folk songs and the stories behind them? And if we lose folk and the music around it, do we lose our sense of history? We're at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. Sparky, tell us the history here. I seem to think the Grateful Dead might have sung this, but you've got the Hatfields and McCoys in this story.
Right, yeah. Well, this song, it comes from around that time, around the late 1880s, the 1890s. And it talks about, I'm going back to Harlan, and it's real near Harlan County, Kentucky, is where the Hatfield-McCoy feud found itself. We do this song talking about the love story. They call it the Mount Romeo and Juliet, when Johns Hatfield ended up courting the daughter of Randall McCoy, who was Roseanne McCoy. And it was, of course, a very tragic love affair, you know, falling in love and the families feuding. And it's a great song, but it's a very sad song. Mm-hmm.
Rhonda, you've got a love story right here that has a little bit of Romeo and Juliet in it, but a happier ending. I mean, you looked across some talk about clan lines and color lines and all the rest and fell in love with this guy. Now what was it? Was it the civil rights thing, just the man behind the beard? Or how did that work? How did it work for you musically, culturally?
Well, I mean, I think part of what drew us together was the music. Actually, that's how we met, because it was at a festival that I went to, and I was already familiar with his music. Mm-hmm. And I've really loved every minute of it, as far as, you know, the music, the playing, and our partnership and everything.
You were a doctor and took off the white coat and picked up the harmonica and banjo.
I was in medical school when I met Sparky.
Right.
And I graduated and traveled and performed for a while after that, because I wasn't real happy in medicine, and or at least in you know, medical school. And then I went back to it after our son was born, mm-hmm. and ended up doing a residency and practicing for several years. And I really missed the music. I missed the music quite a bit, and traveling and seeing friends, mm-hmm. the friends that we have all over the country, I really missed them too. And so I put it down and went back to perform.
Are you still healing with your banjo and harmonica or something?
I hope so.
We've got friends of yours already on the telephone. Let's turn to them.
Okay.
On the line here from Norfolk, Virginia. Amy, hi.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Sparky and Rhonda. This is Amy Farabee. How are you
all
doing?
All right.
Oh, hello.
She's a fine musician herself.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's so exciting to hear you on the air. And, you know, I just wanted to say it's great to sing with you, that I shall not be moved. And I hope everybody was singing around the
time. Amen, and pick it up.
Yeah,
Amy, how do you see these two? You know Sparky and Rhonda. How do they fit into the big picture down there?
Well, I know them from a place where we both, you know, we teach. We're acts that teach at a civil rights-based music and arts camp in Maryland called mm-hmm. Common Ground on the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we all just try to do our little bit, you know. And the thing that made me so happy this morning was to feel connected, because you walk every day, you know, trying to, as I consider myself a clueless white person most of the time, and I have my own personal affirmative action program that I try to implement every day, you know, as I go out my front door, and sometimes you feel like you're in the wilderness. So I just feel all hooked up this morning.
Great.
Thank you.
There's a big affirmation right up from Virginia. Yeah. And thanks very much, Amy. It's all smiles here with Sparky and Rhonda, hearing from you. Let's get a call from Mission Hills, California. Kim, you're on the air.
How do you do?
Hi. What do you know?
Well, I play guitar and I sing, but I've only heard Mr. Rucker I think I heard him on the radio, but I don't think I've ever attended any concerts even, because I'm stuck in a place where there's not a heck of a lot of transportation. But
are you still drawn to folk music and the blues and everything, Sparky?
Always loved it. I think it started when my mother gave me the Babysitters, and then came the Weavers, and then came Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger and Gene Ritchie, and yes. If it's acoustic, and if it's a good story, I tend to like it. And if a song bugs me and tells me to learn it, I obey and I learn it.
All right, we're going to challenge you right now with a song that we've got from these two. And thanks for your call, Kim. Sparky, you tell a lot of stories, Rhonda as well. But I'm struck when I look at what you do, about particularly when you get back in history, the Civil War and all that time. You sing songs that and tell stories that are a little bit unexpected post-Civil Rights Movement. You still sing Dixie sometimes. You tell Br'er Rabbit stories sometimes. I'd like to understand that from a black man in 2007.
Right.
And you've got a song on your album, The Blue and Gray and Black and White, Oh, I'm a Good Old Rebel, which is one strong slug of whiskey to hear. We're going to hear it in just a second, but set us up. Why do you sing this, and what should we hear and learn when we sing it, when we hear it?
Well, for one thing, the Civil War affected so many people, and it's basically the South still suffers from it mentally, because they lost. Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. you've got to start the healing. And the South is a beautiful place. I always say the South's a great place if you don't mention race, religion, or politics.
Yep.
But the South is a wonderful place, and it's full of heroes and whatnot. But this song is it came out right at the end of the Civil War, like maybe 1866.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was full of vitriol and talking about how much he hated things and coming back into. But they hated losing that war. They hated it. You know, now, and even today, it's almost like, well, if we'd had our star quarterback in, we'd have won that war.
If Peyton Manning had just been there.
Right. And so we do this song because we want to tell the full story of the Civil War. So
well, that is a kind of gift, but it's one that makes you sit straight up. Here from the Blue and Gray and Black and White, Sparky and Rhonda Rucker, Oh, I'm a Good Old Rebel.
I'm a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. For this fair land of freedom, I do not care a damn. I'm glad I fought against it, I only wished we'd won. And I don't want no pardon for anything I've done. Hates the Constitution, this great republic too. I hates the Freedmen's Bureau and their uniforms of blue. I hates that nasty ego with all its brags and fuss. Them lying, thieving Yankees, I hates of wuss and wuss. I hate the Yankee Nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate their glorious Union, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate their striped banner, I fought it all I could. I followed old Marsh Robert for 4 years near about. I got wounded in 3 places and starved at Pint Lookout. I caught the rheumatism at camping in the snow. But I killed a chance of Yankees, I'd like to kill some more. $300,000 Yankees is stiffened southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. And I wished it was 3 million instead of what we got. Well, I can't take up my musket and fight 'em now no more. But I ain't gonna love 'em now, that's for certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. And I won't be reconstructed, and I don't give a damn.
Oh, my goodness. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker with Oh, I'm a Good Old Rebel. You can join the conversation, 1-800-423-8255. Do you sing that to school kids?
No, we don't do this one for school kids.
But sure we'll get some calls in.
I killed a chance of Yankees. I wished I'd killed some. I'd like to kill some more.
Yeah, we do that worse than worse. We do that in our Civil War show. We do a thing called the Blue and Gray and Black and White, which tells the story from everybody's point of view. Because let's face it, we almost lost 1 million Americans, both civilian and soldiers, in that war. And we were a nation of 20 million. To lose 1 million, it's still very fresh. And let me face it, Tom, when I was growing up, there were still people alive who had either been slaves or who had been soldiers in that war, when I would go to my church and things. So It's fresh. You know, it's still fresh in our minds.
And what about the anger in that song that even hates that nasty eagle
all
its brag and fuss?
Well, these people, like I said, they thought they were the new Revolutionary War. Mm-hmm. And so I try to see their point of view. Like I said, I'm glad they lost. You know, I had a vested interest in the South losing. But I understand what they went through. Mm-hmm. And this is why.
It is a history we share, no matter its terrain.
And when we perform that show in the South, I mean, you know, like we'll sing Marching Through Georgia. In fact, we sang it at the Citadel.
Oh.
And I said, you know, you got.
cuts both ways.
Right? Where it ended up, you know, where Sherman's March ended up. So we have to know this history, warts and all. Mm. Because those who don't know their history, what, are in danger of repeating the same mistakes.
Let's take it in another direction. You've got right here with your banjo and guitar on Jordan's Stormy
Actually,
Banks.
Banjo and banjo.
Banjo. Look up and see the music,
yeah.
Tom.
Right.
Yes, you've got two banjos here. I wish you'd dive in for us.
Okay. This is an old song from
the camp meeting.
The
camp meeting started in Kentucky, and so this is a Kentucky song, maybe. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I'm bound
for the promised land.
I'm bound
for the promised land.
Oh,
who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Their generous fruits that cannot fail on trees immortal grow. Their rocks and hills and brooks and vales with milk and honey flow. I am bound
for the promised land.
I'm bound
for the promised
land.
Oh, who will come and go with me?
I am bound.
Sorrow, pain, and death are felt and feared no more.
I am bound
for the promised land.
I'm bound
for the promised
land.
Oh, who
will
come and go with me?
I am
bound.
That's beautiful. On Jordan's Stormy Banks, Rhonda and Sparky Rucker. On banjo and banjo there.
Banjo and banjo.
Do the crowds go with it? Do they clap
they
along?
Sing.
Do they start swaying right away? Do you still have crowds who know these songs, or are these news to people?
Surprising. People love this song. In fact, we've had people all segments of the country singing on this. You know, this song was also an Underground Railroad song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the chorus was, yeah. Now, the verses were actually written by an English Baptist minister in the 1700s.
And then put to use with the Underground Railroad kind of mission.
Yeah, it was paired with the chorus during the camp meetings. You know, blacks and whites both came to the camp meetings.
Same
and
meetings?
So there was a lot of Yeah, mixing of the music. It was a great opportunity.
We're talking post-Civil War then.
Right.
Around 1800, actually.
Yeah, some of these, during the Great Awakening.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No
but the thing is, that's where a lot of Southern white ministers got that cadence of preaching is from black ministers.
Oh, well, we cannot be confused about that. It speaks right up and speaks right through, including in your voice, Sparky, and in yours, Rhonda. It's great to have both of you with us. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker are with us, and we are looking at a whole lot of great music. You can join us, 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Faced mighty Satanta, a chief of great renown. You fought, you bled, and you died. Your bravery showed that you wore your uniform of pride. I want you to ride, Buffalo Soldier, ride. Ride, Buffalo Soldier, ride. With a dragoon pistol and a saber by your side. You were wearing Yankee blue and a buffalo hide. Want you to ride, Buffalo Soldier, ride.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point with Sparky and Rhonda Rucker. Here's Midnight Thirst.
When the light of the full moon hits him, you know he gets the urge to kill with a midnight thirst. Yes, he's got a midnight thirst. Get ready for the thunder. Arr-oh.
Oh, they're howling out there. Storytelling folk singers, blues singers too. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker are with us. We're talking about American history and American folk song and blues and how we hear it now. You can join the conversation. What's your question for Sparky and Rhonda Rucker on their life in folk and blues, their take on American history and its music? Their new album in the works right now, two albums actually, The Mountains Above and The Valleys Below. They'll also be out with The Old and The New. Look for Midnight Memories, Patchwork Tales, The Blue and Gray in Black and White, and Treasures and Tears. 800-423-8255 is our number, 800-423-TALK. Sparky, this is one of yours. So was the Buffalo Soldier suite we heard going out in the last segment. And these are songs you wrote. These are not folk, but we hear folk and blues just living right through them.
Yeah, well, you know, the Buffalo Soldier song I wrote several years ago out in Kansas when I was doing some playing and then went to some of the old forts. And I realized that the Buffalo Soldier was an enigma in that he was out west to protect the whites.
This is the black soldier Civil War, the Indian Wars.
Right. And so, you know, the United States co-opted the whole thing, you know, sending one minority out to suppress another, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would, yet and still, the people that they were saving, they spurned them. I mean, there's so many stories of, like, out at Fort Hayes.
Get those soldiers out of my little town.
Right, right. In fact, a lot of them were lynched out in Fort Hayes. And it was during the time that Wild Bill Hickok was the marshal there. Mm-hmm. Of course, he had scouted for the Buffalo Soldiers. Mm-hmm. So there's so much history out there. There's an excellent film that Danny Glover did on the Buffalo mm-hmm. Soldiers. Mm-hmm. In fact, you know, we've gone out west. We've performed this at various places, at forts. And the people out west love this, the story. We do called the Buffalo Eagle and Silver Spur, which is about the settling of the West through the eyes of minorities. And this song is sort of the central part of that story. Well, of course, Midnight Thirst was just something.
What's all that howling going on there?
You know, werewolves and vampires, I think they're misunderstood, you know?
Sympathy for the devil?
Yes.
Here?
Well, no, not the devil, because okay. These are good guys. You know, these are guys that didn't really want to be vampire. You know, vampires, you know, hanging out and somebody bites him, you know. Right. A werewolf, he's walking down the street, somebody bites him, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, Godzilla, he's really a good lizard.
So you're taking it forward with some fun there. And we like it.
The thing is, it was one of those kind of crazy songs that you write in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden you find it's a good song.
Yeah,
we had a great time.
Good for you. We've got so many people who want to speak with you, Sparky and Rhonda. Let's go to Augusta, Georgia, and Daryl. Hi, Daryl. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Certainly.
I just got a comment and a question regarding the topic you talked about today. My comment is, you know, the songs that Sparky and Rhonda sing they really do remind us of that important period of time in our history when things changed dramatically, mm-hmm. race relations, politics, religion. And I think we've forgotten that. If you look at the, I live in the South. I've lived there most of my life, but I'm a retired Army officer. And that part of our history in the South, people don't want to talk about or remember. It's very important to us still. My question is, why do you think we've forgotten that history, and how can we get back to remembering just what it means to us? And I'll take my ass off the air.
Daryl, thank you very much. Sparky, what do you say?
Well, you know, the thing is, because these songs come from the people, this is why these songs are so important. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't know who wrote them, but it's people expressing how they felt about the great events that shook their lives. Mm-hmm. And so many people try to forget about the bad times. Let's just forget those things. I say remember them, but forgive. See, that's the difference. You know, I'm not saying that you should, you know, that you don't, sure, the pain and everything, you got to learn from that.
Pull the inside out.
Because
of
that which does not kill you teaches you. Mm-hmm. And so we need to remember these, all the things that happened in the past, but forgive each other for it. And grow together, because that's, you know, we're here on this planet all together. We're all we've got.
And the history won't go away, and we hope we don't either. Let's get a call from St. Matthews, South Carolina. Kevin, you're on the air with Sparky and Rhonda.
How you doing, Tom?
We're all right.
How you doing,
Rutgers? Hi.
All right.
Thank you for taking my call. And I tell you, I really appreciate your music, and also you're trying to keep history alive. And I like that song you sang a while ago, A Good Old Rebel. That's I was brought up down here in the South. A lot of people we brought up kind of anti-federal government, and that's we still living under Reconstruction down here.
So there's something, you're still responding to that song, Kevin. Does that mean you want to go back to pre-Civil War, or is it something different than that?
Well, I'm not talking about slavery, but, it wasn't right, but that wasn't everything that the Civil War was about. The mm-hmm. Civil War was about a lot of other things, and we, like you said earlier, we thought that was a separate war for independence for us, and it just didn't work out, but I mean, we need to have reconciliation, and I think they're doing a lot of good there with their music and stuff. And I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's the whole point of it, is to heal. You know, we're a great nation, and we're people who came from all over the world, and we all had something to contribute, and we can learn from each other's differences as well. You know, the French say, vive la différence. Mm. You know, and that way, you know, we've got the whole stew. And we need to love each other's differences and love the things that we all share together. And that's what this is all about. That's why folk music is so important, because it's everybody's story. It's everybody's story.
Well, Sparky, you put the 60s right back in my ear, and they feel good there on that vein, I've got to say. Meryl is calling from Boston. Hi, Meryl. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. I remember seeing Sparky and Rhonda at this great little folk show. It's wonderful, up in Ithaca, New York. Called Bound for Glory, and at the time I was in college, and I remember chipping in $2 with a friend to buy their album, and they're just as good as I remember them.
That's great.
And I just wanted to let you guys know that, and also, if Rhonda felt like talking about it, I'd love to hear how it felt and just what the experience was like changing from medicine to music.
Oh, Rhonda, American doctors want to know.
Well, I wasn't real happy, I guess, in medicine, and so it felt exhilarating, I'll have to say, to leave the daily grind of medicine, and especially what some of the unpleasant things that are happening in medicine nowadays with the
do it quick, keep it short, get them out of there,
the insurance company mm-hmm. problems and all that. So, but I love music, and I'm glad to be back in it.
You put a big smile on their face remembering Ithaca and Bound for Glory. Yeah. Thanks, yeah. Meryl. Let's get a call from Chester, Vermont, and Chris. Hi, Chris, you're on the air.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to add my voice to the chorus of great work. Keep it up. What you do is very important, especially the historical aspect, because kids in schools just don't get a lot of exposure to that.
Amen.
I do some school shows, and when I do them, I try and bring a historical perspective. But I'm not as I'm nowhere near as good at it as you are.
That's a big thumbs up from Vermont, and thank you for that,
Chris.
Well,
you keep it up, Chris.
Yeah. And right back to you. And one more here from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
I taught school in Chattanooga.
Okay, you know it well then. We've got Gail on the line there. Hi, Gail. You're on the air.
Hello, Tom.
Hi.
I called. I just moved after having lived in Boston for 40 years back to Chattanooga, where I grew up.
How's it going?
I love it.
Good.
I was surprised, although I shouldn't have been, by your reaction to the song "I'm a Good Old Rebel."
By my reaction, well, you got—if you just listen to the lyrics, they are pretty much, you know, right in your face. If you're on the blues side of that line,
the South is part of the country.
Amen to that.
But the South is the only part of the United States that was defeated in a war.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect people to... I think there's a great generosity of spirit in the musicians that you have on.
Yes, there is.
Do you expect the South, after Sherman's March, to have said, oh, sure, fine. it doesn't work that way.
No, we know it. It hurt, and we know it. I guess what just strikes me is what you put your finger on, Gail, which is the generosity of Sparky Rucker, a black man in 2007, singing that song, you know, all in the interest of understanding it across that line. It's very striking. Very striking. Let's have another. My Blues. Sparky, it's yours. And we've got Rhonda on the keyboard this time. You're on the guitar. Yeah. Can you do it for us?
You know, this song actually was on my very first album. And we're in this old and new album coming up, we're re-recording some of my old songs and then some of Rhonda's new songs.
Bring it all back.
Okay, right.
Great.
This is called My Blues. Well, it's raining in the morning, and I cannot rest my head. Well, I just can't understand how some folks sleep just like the dead. Well, I'm lonely and blue, I don't know what to do. I'm just sitting here all alone. Yes, there's an old gray sky, and I just wonder why I can't seem to rest my bones. You know, Tom, I'm feeling sad and lonely. I just don't know what to do. People all over town seem to have their thing together, and I'm just sitting here playing the blues. A man needs a friend who will stay to the end. I just can't make it alone. A girl that'll stay for the rest of the day, a girl he can call his own. Help me now, help me now.
I just can't take this lonely old heart. Somebody's got to show me how to live out my life with no one by my side. You know I just can't take this pain. Looking everywhere for someone to care. Where am I looking? In this falling rain.
Sparky and Rhonda Rucker with Sparky's My Blues. Our time gets so short. You got the blues right there. We've heard a lot of folk in this hour. When you're on the road, when you're performing for Americans around this country, let's talk about the folk for just a second. Do they still hear it? When you talk about history, are Americans in touch with it, in touch with the hard lessons and its strengths? Does it resonate? Does it reflect back to you from those audiences?
Yes, it does. And like I said, just the reaction we were getting on the phone, it's the kind of reaction you get. And people get mixed emotions about certain things, but from us, the love has to show. People have to see that love, because I love this country. I said, warts and all, because, you know, it's what made us who we are. Mm. And if we forget who we are, we have nothing. We have nothing.
Well, you help us remember, and you help us remember so beautifully. And I just want to keep on going, but we can't. I'm so glad that we found a place on the road for you. I'm glad my dad called me up and said, "Hey, Tom, put these guys on." Thank you, Dad.
Father knows best.
Father knows best. Once again, Sparky and Rhonda Rucker, we wish you the very best of luck in all your travels. Keep singing. Keep telling those stories. And Sparky, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Tom.
And Rhonda, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Just great having you. Look for their albums coming up, The Mountains Above and The Valleys Below, and The Old and The New. We'll go out with Make a Change from Sparky and Rhonda Rucker. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
While the blood is running warm in your veins, Lord, if I were you, I'd make a change. Spirit say, make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change. Don't you hear the Spirit say, make a change.